Young Americans believe nearly half of the news shared on Facebook is false, and President Donald Trump tweets too much. They also want to help unite America, but find public service unappealing. Those are among the findings from recent interviews with 2,600 young Americans aged 18 to 29 by Harvard University's Institute of Politics. The poll, released Tuesday, found 81% of young people questioned by Harvard use Facebook. But most consider a lot of the news on Facebook to be untrue. Earlier this month, Facebook said it is removing accounts of people who send out fake news stories. The poll also found that 68% of young people believe President Trump tweets too much. Only 11% say his tweets are appropriate. In the 2016 presidential election, only half of 18 to 29-year-olds voted, according to a report by the Brookings Institution. But 74% of young people polled by Harvard say voting is one of the best ways to produce change. Still, only 1 in 4 young Americans say that public service work is appealing. Public service work is often done by government workers. Ray Malik is a Harvard University senior who worked on the poll. She said it might be that fewer students find public service appealing because they have less trust in America's elected officials. Another finding by Harvard researchers is that nearly 60% of young Americans want to do what they can to help unite and not further divide America. On Monday, former President Barack Obama said changes in the way people use media allow them to read and listen to only those who agree with their own opinions. He said that adds to divisions in America and makes it more difficult to govern. Some of the poll results are surprising. Many young people have protested the use of deadly force by police against African Americans and other minorities. But nearly half of young Americans polled by Harvard said that ending the anti-police atmosphere and empowering law enforcement will make America better. Nearly half of young people told Harvard that temporarily banning visas from majority Muslim nations would make America worse. That compares to 1 in 4 young people who say that such a policy would make America better. President Trump has issued 2 orders temporarily banning travel from some Muslim-majority nations. Both were blocked by federal judges. On trade, 3 out of 5 young Americans say they agree with Trump's plan to end unfair trade practices with other nations. The poll found that young Democratic and Republican supporters have relationships with different groups of people. The poll found young voters who call themselves Republican have more close relationships with gun owners, police officers, and military veterans than Democrats. Young people who call themselves Democrats have more close relationships with Muslims and people who are LGBTQ than Republicans. John Della Volpe is polling director at Harvard's Institute of Politics. He is happy that nearly 60% of young people told Harvard researchers that they want to help unite the country. He said, "While we spend a lot of time talking about what divides us, younger millennials are seeking leaders who will unite us." He said, "That is both good government and good politics."